Hainsborough Assembly regroups after the first choice candidate for borough manager declines the job. And Alaskans will have to start dialing all 10 digits when making local phone calls. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Hainsborough is assessing its options for hiring a new borough manager after Tennessee resident George Zuki declined an offer for the job. George Zuki is a real estate investor and former public sector financial administrator. The Hainsborough Assembly and mayor made him a job offer last week following a series of interviews. According to Haines Mayor Douglas Olrud, he decided that a move to Haines would be too challenging and declined their offer. Zuki was one of two finalists for the borough manager position. Hainsborough clerk and interim manager Aleka Fullerton also made it to the final round of interviews. Fullerton has served as the interim manager since May of 2020, when the assembly and former mayor Jan Hill fired then-manager Deborah Schnabel. It is unclear how the borough will move forward now that the first choice candidate has declined their job offer. The Hainsborough Assembly will meet on Friday at 5:30 p.m. to decide how to proceed. Thursday evening, the Skagway Assembly will meet in Assembly Chambers for another session. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked to Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata for a preview.
It looks like a light agenda for the Assembly on Thursday night, but looks can always be deceiving. One of the main agenda items is what to do with the campground host cabin at the municipal campground on the Dyea Flats. This winter, the municipality briefly made it available for rent while it sat unoccupied by a host. That move drew the attention of some local business owners who saw the cabin as competition for their lodging businesses, while at the same time, the move drew applause from local residents in search of new recreational opportunities. The public debate on the issue caused the municipality to stop accepting reservations so as to better address community concerns.
So the assembly decided to ask the manager to put together a list of options that can be considered as to what to do with the cabin and how we should approach that for the upcoming season. So I imagine there'll be a robust conversation on that issue.
There are several grant funding proposals on the agenda Thursday night as well. Little Cherubs Daycare, Skagway Development Corporation, and Lynn Canal Broadcasting, which operates as KHNS, all have applications awaiting approval.
It's not an assembly voting to say we want this one or don't want this one. Finance has already done that. Now it just needs the approval of the assembly.
Also on the agenda for Thursday night, there's a renewal for the Eagles Club liquor license, the addition of an appeals section to the easement application process, and a consideration of the State Street water and sewer upgrades.
Making those upgrades is ultimately necessary and important. So I don't foresee that being an issue at the table. It seems like everything's laid out for us very well. We should have some good debate, good conversation about it at the assembly level, and hopefully make some good decisions.
All regular and special assembly meetings are streamed live at khns.org or under the government tab at skagway.org. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Later this year, Alaskans will need to dial the area code when making phone calls within the state. Recently, some telecommunication companies notified customers that 7-digit dialing will soon be a thing of the past. The reason for this change, according to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, is a new federal act that will designate 988 as an abbreviated number to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. To avoid potentially having to change any phone numbers, regions that have 988 as an active prefix will have to dial the area code to make phone calls. That includes Alaska's 907 area code. The changes begin to take effect on April 24th, but 7-digit dialing will still work until October. In addition to phone calls, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska says other devices may need to be updated, including medical monitors, fire or burglar alarms, voicemail and call forwarding services, and speed dialers. 988 becomes the abbreviated number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline next summer. Until then, the line can be reached at 1-800-273-8255. Today is the deadline to file for the 2021 Permanent Fund Dividend. If you're filing online, you have until 11:59 p.m. Alaska time to submit your application. You can also send your application by mail, but it must be postmarked by today, March 31st. So far, more than 590,000 people have applied for this year's PFD, according to the State Department of Revenue. New residents must live in Alaska for a full calendar year before becoming eligible for a PFD. To view the other requirements or to check the status of your application, go to pfd.alaska.gov. And as for the amount of this year's check, that's still unclear. Lawmakers are debating it. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.
By this glass and concrete and stone.